so good, Almighty God. I love thy name, O Lord, your dominion is forevermore. O Lord, my God, how excellent is your name. Excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. 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 Oh, how excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord, how wonderful, Lord, how wonderful is your name. Oh Lord, how wonderful, Lord, how wonderful is your name.
Remember me, O This week again to call upon your holy name, O Lord. Let's thank him. Let's worship him. Let's bless his name. There's no like unto him. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the one that cannot change forever. O Lord, your word is settled. It is settled in heaven, O Lord. Father, we thank you for another time again. Thank you for your grace over our life. Thank you for your anointing that is shown every you. Open your mouth and to bless the name of the Lord. Appreciate him, lift him up. Bless his holy name. He is worthy of our praise. There is no like unto him. He is the one that can change your story. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Bright and Morning Star. Father, we worship him. We give you all the glory. We adore your holy name. Lift him up, give him all the glory. Bless his holy name. Appreciate him. He is Almighty God, the one that cannot change. Oh, Bagbatibalara, say something good about your God. Help remember him. Who is like unto thee? Oh, my God. Upon the Lord, who is like unto thee? You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in presence. You do wonders at will. Father, we bless your holy name. We appreciate you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful. I cannot do without you, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. Lift your voice, Lord. Lord, bless me, let's bless me. Let's bless me, let's bless me. It's worthy of our praise. Thank you, Holy Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we bless the name of the Lord. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I have sinned against you, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon me, have mercy upon me. Tell God to have mercy upon you. Any sin you have ever committed, the sin with your mouth, within your body, oh Lord, I am here before you tonight. I cannot claim to be righteous. Father, be merciful to me. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Father, pray, 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 pray. My brother, my sister, open your heart and pray. Tell God to be merciful. Oh Lord, show your mercy. Father, show your mercy. Father, show your mercy. Father, show your mercy. Open your heart and pray, pray, pray. Tell God to show his mercy. Always come over me in the name of Jesus. Show me your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, show us your mercy tonight. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we receive mercy. Say, blood of Jesus, overshadow my environment. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let the blood of Jesus overshadow my environment. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus overshadow your environment. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus overshadow my environment. In the name of Jesus, overshadow my environment. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus overshadow my environment. In the name of Jesus, overshadow my life. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, arise. Into nice prayer. Answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Father, answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. Don't let me go the same way I came in the name of Jesus. Tonight, oh Lord, my story must change. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. In tonight's prayer, Father, answer me by fire. Answer me by fire. Answer your name, even in my life, in the name of Jesus. Father, answer me by fire. Answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. In tonight's prayer, oh Lord, answer me by fire in the name of Jesus. Answer me by fire in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father, before the end of today's prayer, let the world know that I serve a living God. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Because your case must be mentioned. Open your mouth and pray to God. Open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus. Before the end of today's prayer. Let the old one know that surely I serve a living God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, yeah, pray, pray, pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Father, let the old one know that surely I serve a living God. In the name of Jesus. Let the old one know. That's how we live in God. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Beloved, tonight we'll be touching some strange aspect of our life. And it will do you good if you can get a pen and paper to write some scriptures down. Because at some point, we'll be raising some prayer points using a particular scripture to really change our destiny. Many of you have been stagnant enough. Something must happen in your life. It grieved me in my spirit when the devil is tormenting people, especially in their marriage, that is making things get delayed. But tonight I am confident. The Bible says, surely there is an end. And the expectation of the righteous, they cannot be cut short. Therefore tonight mark the end of marital delay in your life in the name of Jesus. That thing in your life, that is making men see you like a tree, in the name of Jesus, it must be removed tonight. They must be removed tonight. In the name of Jesus, whether you like it or not, everything that the enemy has done in your life, even in the past, that is affecting your life, today, oh Lord, by the power, in the name of Jesus, I disconnect you from those things. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified in Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. The first prayer point is to pray like this. It's using Isaiah 10:27. He said, it shall come to pass that day that the body shall be lifted up your shoulder and the yoke shall be destroyed by the reason of anointing. Beloved, a yoke is something that each time you remember, your heart bleeds. You will just be beating so fast as if you have high blood pressure. It's a yoke that, hey God, when will this problem expire? It's a particular yoke in life. And I believe strongly, the few of us that gather together here tonight is to tamper with that yoke of marital delay in our life. So the first prayer point, you are going to pray like this. Shout to this one with your maximum voice. I beg you in the name of Jesus, this weekly prayer is not an ordinary prayer. It's a prayer that has been vomited by God for us to move the kingdom of darkness and shift them, oh Lord, and begin to take dominion. Shout this one out like there, especially if you know that enough is just enough. Put on your warrior garment in the name of Jesus. Shout this one like this. Say, covenant with marital delay. In my family, break by fire. Break. Oh, you are breaking. Oh, you are break. Pray. Every covenant with marital delay in my life, in my family. Oh, you are break by fire. Break by fire. Every covenant with marital delay in your family. Oh, you break tonight. tonight in the name of Jesus. Come on, let them in. I challenge you tonight by the power and the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Zekelebo Baruka Zalaban. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Oh, your breakers, oh, your breakers, be angry. Oh, your breakers, come on. Tonight is your night. Oh, your breakers tonight. In Jesus' name, they are broken. Beloved, there are some of us that joined prayer line last night. I was able to identify what the finger of God can do in your life. We are still going to use that weapon again tonight, today. And I beg you in the name of Jesus, it is a sad thing to have a weapon in your hand and not using it. When the magician saw that they could not turn the sand into lies, in Exodus chapter 8 verse 16, they said, surely this is the hand of God. I am praying for you in the name of Jesus. Every power that have been fighting you from the day you are ready to marry up till now, they do not want you to marry, they will see the finger of God. They will see the finger of God. They will see the finger of God in the mighty name of Jesus. When I pray this one like this, shout this one like this, because if you are here and you have been experiencing spirit husband, spirit wife coming to torment you without you inviting them, you need to pray this next prayer point out of here. Shout this one with anger in your spirit. Say, powers masquerading as my spouse in the spirit world, ha! You are a liar. Die. Pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. Every power masquerading as my spouse in the spirit world. Oh yeah, pray. Help yourself in this prayer. Tonight is your night. Don't joke with the prayer at all. Something must happen in your life. Open your eyes. Look at what is happening. Pray that prayer, my brother. Pray that prayer. This spouse must do that. They will not allow you to do the whole thing. Open your eyes. Pray in the name of Jesus. Open your That's it. In the name of Jesus, every power masquerading as my spiritual spouse, you are a liar. Pray. Die tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to pray the next one like this. Hey, say this one without apology to any power. Say every arrow of disappointment. Hey, fired into my life. Hey, you are a liar. Go back to send that tonight in the name of Jesus. Arrow of disappointment. Masuta nebo sotoriaka sataya mama. Open your mouth and pray. Command them to get out of your life. Something must happen. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Arrow of disappointment. In the name of Jesus. They must go back. Enough is enough. My sister, pray that prayer. They must just go back. Enough is enough. Your life must move on. Your life must move on. You must make progress. Enough of stagnancy. No more single life. In the name of Jesus, you must get married. Arrow of disappointment. Enough is enough. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I stop that prayer because there's a particular one that God wants us to address now. This one is change. Hey, if it affects you, this one I didn't plan for this at all. But the Holy Spirit asks us, to pray this prayer. I beg you, pray seriously. Say, arrow of no proposal. Hey, there is nobody coming at all. It's an arrow. Men will see you like this, but instead of them enjoying you, they are seeing men like you. Say, arrow of no proposal. Affecting my life. By fire. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. I will approve of that. Oh, yeah, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Aha, yes, 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 yes. Yes, pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Arrow of no proposal. In the name of Jesus, go back to sender. Go back to sender. Help yourself in that prayer. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Go back to sender. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Ha. You are going to pray the next arrow of them. It's the arrow that attracts wrong people to your life. Wrong people. The right ones are there. But that arrow, the problem in your life has been magnetizing wrong people to your life. So after dealing with arrow of no proposal, some people like this, proposals are coming with their own wrong people. What are somebody who is in the 40 looking for with somebody who is 22? Say, I want to marry you. A man of 22 proposing to 40 years old. It's a problem. It's an arrow of wrong people. You are going to pray like this. Say, arrow attracting wrong people to my life. Hey, you are a liar. Jump out now in the name of Jesus. Jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out. Aha! Now you know why we need to pray. Jump out today, 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 today. Not tomorrow. Jump out, jump out, jump out. Aha! That is it, that is it. That is it, that is it. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer, my sister. Help yourself in that prayer. Today is your day of deliverance. Don't joke with this prayer. Every arrow attracting wrong people to your marriage, to your life. You are a liar. Die, 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 die. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Arrow attracting wrong people into your life. Come on, da, 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 aha. Pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Arrow attracting wrong people into your life. Open your mouth and pray. Hey, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pray, da, pray. Help yourself in that prayer. Arrow attracting wrong people to your life. Oh, yeah, pray. Aha. In Jesus' name. We pray. Hey, beloved, the next two prayer points is to pray against spirit wife and spirit husband. This spirit, people might not understand it except you are the one passing through it. At times you say, well, this is not my problem, and nobody comes to sleep with me or leave me. Yes, I agree with you. But the point is, let me tell you one thing. These people will block people from coming to you. They make sure they invite wrong people to. They are so jealous that they don't want anything that will come around you except themselves. Tonight, every power that is coming to your life uninvited, in the name that is above every other name, everyone will scatter them tonight. Everyone will scatter them tonight. Everyone will scatter them tonight. In the name of Jesus. This one, they molest people in their dreams. They have no respect for any brother, whether you are tall, short, black or white. They don't have any respect for any race. They molest people. And you cannot control them because they are spirits. I am praying for somebody here. Every spirit appearing in your dream that you are not aware of, in the name that is above every other name, everyone will disconnect you from them tonight. In the name of Jesus, God will disconnect you from there tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are going to pray this one loud and clear. I beg you, don't joke with this prayer point. Say this one loud and clear. Every power that has married me in the spirit realm, you are a liar. Die. Pray. In the name of Jesus, every power that has married me in the spirit realm, you are a liar. Da. In the name of Jesus. Da. Pray. Help yourself in this prayer. Tonight is your night. Something must happen in your life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, 85% of the problem of late marriages is as a result of spirit husband and spirit wife. And this can be attracted from the past or our past relationships. And if care is not taking this thing, if you don't deal with them to disconnect yourself, it might end up getting so severe. And each day that comes my way, they grow and they build ungodly relationship with whoever they are attached to. But tonight, every spirit attached to your life, every spirit that has been working on hindering your destiny, today in the name of Jesus, heaven will disconnect you from them. In the mighty name of Jesus, heaven will disconnect you from them. In the name of Jesus, heaven will. You are going to pray like this. Say, I purge out by the power in the blood of Jesus every evil materials deposited in my life. In the name of Jesus, pray. Oh, you are making to pray now. Every evil material deposited by spirit of mind, spiritual life in your life. In the name of Jesus, oh yeah, oh, punch them out. Punch them out in your life. In the name of Jesus, punch them out. In the mighty name of Jesus, punch them. Punch them tonight. Punch them tonight. Every evil material that have been attached to your life, oh yeah, punch them tonight. In Jesus. Match them. We are praying. I told you earlier, these spirits, they will prevent your earthly husband or earthly wife from locating you. You are going to pray like this. In fact, they can come to them. I've heard the story of a marriage before that they've proposed, they've done engagement on the marriage day like this. A night before their final marriage to appear in the church, the spirit husband appeared to that man in the dream. And he beat that man to stupor. Beat him seriously. Beat him. Beat him to the extent that he was so tired the following morning. When he woke up like this, instead of him to remember that he was at a wedding ceremony that day, he went outside of the street trying to play table tennis. He was playing table tennis on the street. And the whole church was packed full. Everybody was waiting. Husband in there. Where is husband? By the time they started looking, they saw him playing table tennis in his house. Why? He said, I am not interested again. This lady that I'm about to marry has God's spirit or spirit of man. And the way they beat me yesterday, they say, if I dare proceed, that's a problem. You know that? I am praying for everyone here tonight. In the name that is above every other name. Every spirit being that want to molest your life, that want to disgrace you at the point of your glory, heaven will silence them tonight in the name of Jesus. They shall be silent. In the name of Jesus. You are going to pray for yourself, Daddy. Say, powers that has placed a mark of rejection upon my life. You are a liar. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Help yourself, my sister. Don't jump with this prayer. It's a mark of rejection. Why are men not coming? It's a man's mark. It's because of this mark. Open your mouth and pray. Mark of rejection upon my life. Oh yeah, Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Mark of rejection upon my life. Oh yeah, die. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha, pray. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Pray for yourself. The mark of rejection upon your destiny, upon your life, they must die tonight. In the name of Jesus. That mark that does not want godly husband, godly wife to appear to you, they must die tonight. They must die tonight. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. By the power in the name of Jesus, every spirit that says you will not go far, every spirit that has tied down your life, every spirit that said no, this is how I can go, in the name that is above every other name, that spirit shall be wasted tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you today. Any marriage done in the spirit against you, in the name that is above every other name, that does not want you to marry on the heavenly marriage, on the physical marriage, I divorce you now. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Did not say we should pray one more prayer. That we pray the prayer earlier today before we proceed. Is the power, is the arrow that is magnetizing wrong people to your life. I met a sister years ago. This was about almost almost 10 years now. And that sister, we spoke, and she has about two children. One was about maybe 8 or 9, the other was about 4 or 5. And she said, "Sir, Pastor, I'm giving up for husband." I said, "You did your husband run away? Or what is?" I said, "This one, what is happening to why his mother run away?" I said, when she just started telling me story, I look at the sister. I say, "God, it's only that can do this." The woman will engage herself in although an ungodly relationship with a man, and everything will be fine. They will sleep with each other. Everything will be all right within themselves. Ungodly. And at a certain point, something happened. The sister was like, "Oga, sorry, the thing that we've been doing, I'm pregnant now." You see, pregnant kid. Really? Pregnant? Okay. No problem. Let's talk about this one tomorrow. That was the last time the sister saw the sick brother. The first child was 8 years old at that time. So the boy has never seen the father before. The day she announced that I am pregnant, and that was the last time the man disappeared. So years later, maybe 4 years later, another man appeared again. Peter, is that what you have gone through? Sorry, men are difficult, men are this, men are that. Men, you know when they eat sugar-coated man, like they can blend anything, they blend this and they just toast the. After toasting, the woman's head was swollen like this. Woman, be careful, don't let your head be swollen. She was swollen like this, thinking that she has seen the Messiah this time around. They started the ungodly relationship again. After some time, immediately she told the man, "Oh boy, sorry, I don't know if it's going to lead to this point, I am pregnant again." That was when the man disappeared. The first husband did not tell the second that this was she did. They didn't even know each other. The day she announced to that man that, "Sorry, Bele don't come," that was the day the man disappeared. That was how she was going around with 2 children, 8 and 4 years old at that time. 2 of them. And that was what dragged her to grab. "Pastor, I cannot afford to go to a third one like this." Then they began to pray. Beloved, there is something attracting wrong people to that person. Why? You need to pray this next prayer. I beg you, I told you you've prayed it before, but I want to really pray that prayer again. For those who are just joining, say powers attracting wrong people to my life. Hey, you are a liar. Now you know what we need to pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, every power attracting wrong people to my life. Open your mouth and pray. Da, 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 da. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, every power attracting wrong people to my life. You are a liar. Da, 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 da. Aha, yes. Pray, 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 pray. Help yourself, help yourself. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name, they die. Say, "You the power claiming to be my spouse in the spirit realm. I am not your candidate. Some assault and die in the name of Jesus." Open your mouth and pray. "You have power claiming to be my spouse in the spirit realm. You are a liar." Die, 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 die. Aha! And I love the way you are praying that prayer. Pray, 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 pray. My sister, you understand what I'm talking about. Pray, 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 pray. Pray that prayer, pray that prayer. The power in the name of Jesus. Let me to be my spouse in the spiritual. I disconnect you. I don't know you. I don't want to know you. Get out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Die by fire. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, pray, pray. Pray, pray, pray. Day, my sat in the moment. Yes, 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 yes. Open your water, pray, 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 pray. Open your water, pray, pray, pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha, pray, pray, pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Shout this one like this. Say, every evil blood covenant that I have entered into through sex in my dreams, break by fire. Oh yeah, break it, break it, break it. Every evil block of evidence that I have entered into through sex in my dreams. Oh yeah, break, 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 break. Aha! In the name through sex in your game. Oh, you have bread tonight. 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 Help yourself with that prayer. Oh, you have bread. Bread. In the name of Jesus. Help yourself. Help yourself. Bread. In the name of Jesus. Bread by fire. Hey, bread by fire. In Jesus' name, they are broken. You are going to pray the next one similar to that one now. That one was set in the dream. Now you are going to say that is. Say every evil block covenant I have entered into through sex in the physical. Break by fire. Oh yeah, break. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Break. Break it. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, break. In the name of Jesus. Break. In the mighty name of Jesus. Break by fire. Break. In Jesus' name. We pray. You are going to pray like this again. I told you, it's a night of dealing with some strange things. Don't say it doesn't concern you at all. Please continue to pray it. Because something is about to happen in your life. That the whole world is about to celebrate your destiny. In the name of Jesus. Say every anti-marriage yoke set over my life to oppress my marital destiny. Say every anti-marriage yokes set over my life to oppress my marital destiny. Break my fire. Oh yeah, break in your break. Oh yeah, break. Aha. Break tonight. Break to help yourself in that prayer. Break. Aha. Break it tonight. In the name of Jesus. Break. In the mighty name of Jesus. Aha. Hey, Masuta la baba. Zekelebo. Marike se telebo. Open your heart and break it tonight. In Jesus' name. We pray. I pray for somebody here. Every water spirit that is fighting your divine spouse. Hey, if your heaven is loud, they will receive the stone of fire tonight. In the name of Jesus, I repeat that statement. Every water spirit that is polluting the heart of your divine ordained spouse, hear the word of the Lord. Da. They will receive the stone of fire. In the name of Jesus, they will receive the stone of fire. In the name of Jesus, they will receive the stone of fire. In the name of Jesus, they will receive the stone of fire. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray the next one for yourself. Please don't joke with this prayer again. I pray for somebody here. On your behalf tonight, the angel of God will go to war and destroy any power that has vowed that you will never marry. In the name of Jesus. You are going to pray this one for yourself. Say, covenant of late marriages operating in my family. I am not your candidate. Break by fire. Break. The covenant of late marriages. Oh yeah, break. Help yourself with that prayer. Break it. Break it tonight. In the name of Jesus, covenant of late marriages. Oh yeah, break. In the name of Jesus. Break. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your eyes up. Break. Break it. In Jesus' name, they are broken. Hey, you are going to pray the next one like this. Please, this next prayer, whether you are married before or you failed before, I don't know, I don't care for now. What I care is that please just pray it. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, covenant of failed marriages
operating in my family. Break my fire. Break. Break that covenant. Break the covenant now. My sister, break. Break the covenant now. In the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, break it. Break it tonight. Every covenant of no failed marriages. Oh yeah, break tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh yeah, break tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh yeah, break tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray this over yourself. Say, oh Lord, my Father. Let any time wasters depart from me now. In the name of Jesus. Those who are dare to waste my time, open your mouth and pray. Let them get out of your life. In the name of Jesus. Because if they don't get out, the original person will not appear. Every person that is dead in my life, to cause late, to disturb my life, to hinder my glory, to waste my time, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, command them to get out. Command them to get out. They don't have to get out. Get out of my way. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus, mighty name, we pray. You are going to pray this one. So that is a strange prayer. I told you. Say this one loud and clear. Say every evil label of thou shall never marry. Place upon my life by the enemy. Say every evil label of thou shall never marry. Place upon my life by my enemies. Blood of Jesus, remove them tonight. In the name of Jesus, pray. Let the blood of Jesus remove them. Let the blood of Jesus remove them. Let the blood of Jesus remove them. Help yourself in that prayer. Blood of Jesus, remove them tonight. Let the blood of Jesus remove them. Blood of Jesus. Oh yeah, remove. Help yourself with the prayer. Pray. Remove them. Blood of Jesus. Remove them tonight. In Jesus' name, they have been removed. I'm going to pray that prayer one more time. You are going to pray like this. Say every evil label of thou shall never marry. I don't know why God has us to pray twice, so please pray it serious though. There is somebody that is not serious with that prayer yet. A label is upon you already. Unless you invite the blood of God, you are going to use it to wash all this thing away from you. Right person will never come. Say every evil label of thou shall never marry. Hey, place upon my life. Blood of Jesus, remove them tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your water, pray. Let the blood of Jesus remove them. 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 Remove them. Remove them. Remove them. Remove them tonight. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus remove them. Oh, blood of Jesus, please remove them. Remove them. Remove them. Remove them. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus remove them. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus remove them. In Jesus, them, they have been removed. Thank you, Jesus. I congratulate everyone on the night tonight. That sooner than you expect, you will hear good news concerning your life. In the name of Jesus. Now, I told you earlier, we're going to open some scriptures. Open your Bible to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Open your Bible to it. Thank you, Jesus. There is somebody here today that sooner than you expect, that person that will bring unusual smile to your face, that person will locate you this year in the name of Jesus. That will bring joy to your destiny. That will bring smile, beauty. That will bring out more of your beauty. That person will locate you in the name of Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 5. I read from just only one verse, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. I want everybody to note this thing very well. We are going to use it to pray some prayer points. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10, 1 Peter 5:10, it said, but God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you, that person I'm talking to, have suffered for a while, you have been waiting for a while, you have been looking at God, where will my own wedding bed be? You have gone through Ashwebi down so many. You have done best human or whatever they call it, so many. You have done all sort of things for a while. He now promise you one thing. Number one, it will make you perfect. That means in tonight's prayer, everything that is not perfect in your life will be made perfect. In the mighty name of Jesus. Apart from making you perfect, he will say he will establish you. Today, oh Lord, show in the dream signifies establishment. God said, I will establish you. Not only that, I will strengthen you. He's talking about somebody here. He said, I will strengthen you. All the scripture, I want you to go back to them and begin to use them to pray for yourself. I will strengthen you. After strengthening you, I will now say to you, there is somebody on the sound of this, under the sound of my voice. In the name that is above every other name, marry tiny this year. I don't know how God will do it, but I know that Luke chapter 1 verse 37, he said, for with man it might not be possible, but far with God, all things, including your wedding, all things, including your marriage, are possible. Therefore, this year, if your amen can be the loudest with a beautiful aggression of amen, I decree God will settle your case. The Lord will settle you. The Lord will settle you. The Lord will settle you. In the name of Jesus, you shall be settled. You shall be settled. You shall be settled. Miraculously, God will settle you. Even in Jesus' name we pray. Now turn into prayer. Say, my Father, my Father, settle me this year in the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, he said, you have suffered the while. Enough of suffering. In the name of Jesus, Father, perfect me. Father, establish me. Father, strengthen me and settle me. Open your heart and prepare. Tell God to settle you. My brother, my sister, tell God to settle you. Oh, no ghost fire. Oh, yes, settle me. Oh, Lord, why are you? Oh, yes, settle me. And Baba Timalera, oh, yes, settle me. You settled Adam. Oh, no, how you gave him with Eve. Father, settle me. Oh, no, settle me. Father, settle me. Oh, no, settle me. Tell God to settle you. In the name of Jesus, tell God to settle you. In Jesus' name, we pray. I don't know, there might be some kind of level of imperfection in your life. He said, I will make you perfect. Imperfection might be, maybe you talk too much, it's an imperfection. Maybe you don't even know how to dress, it's an imperfection. Maybe you don't even know how to talk, you don't know how to do something, it's an imperfection. The man is saying, I want to like this lady. But there's the only problem about her is that I don't like, she has this kind of feeling, I don't, the way she looks, she's not smiling. It might be imperfection. I don't know your own aspect, but you are going to pray to them. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. Whatever is not perfect in my life that is blocking my marital destiny, Olua, perfect me tonight. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Tell God to perfect you. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Help yourself in this prayer. My sister, my brother, don't joke with tonight's prayer. Help yourself to them. Father, said to me. Father, pray to me. Father, perfect all that concerned me. In the name of Jesus. Father, perfect it, O Lord. Olua, perfect it. Olua, perfect it. I am perfect it. Jesus, perfect it. Everything that pertains to me and my family, for me to be set to maritally. Father, perfect it, O Lord. Oh, you are perfect it. Any imperfection in my life, please perfect it, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Sometimes, the word establish means that it will put your feet down. Bam. Nothing can shake you. And if you look at that one, the next one says strengthen. That means you are weak already. He said, I will strengthen you. Some of us have prayed, instead of we seeing us back coming, his demon appearing in the dream. It's weakening, to be honest with you. The Bible says, hope the fat, make the heart sick. Some hearts are sick. Some hearts are, they almost giving up. You know, what is all this nonsense? No. I pray, I fast. Nothing is happening. It's, all you need is God strengthening me. Open your mouth. Say, my Father. My Father. My Father. You are the one that have created me. Father, strengthen me. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Tell God to strengthen you. Tell God to strengthen you. Tell God to strengthen you. In the name of Jesus, oh, you are strengthen me. Are you strengthen me? Father, strengthen me. In the name of Jesus, Father, strengthen me. Father, strengthen me. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray, pray, pray. Tell God to strengthen you. In Jesus' name, you shall be strengthened. Say thank you, Jesus. Open your Bible with me to Isaiah chapter 61 too. Isaiah 61. I told you we're going to open some scriptures tonight. Isaiah chapter 61. That's another word for somebody here. Isaiah 61. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 61. There is somebody here that will claim all these prophecies, they are what from the throne of grace. I want you to claim it seriously. I read only one verse there, verse 7. Isaiah 61 verse 7. He's talking to you. I want you to put your name there. Shegu. To start this, you mention your name. You don't remember your name. Mention my own name. Do I marry you? But mention my name. Say Shegu. Instead of your shame, you shall receive double honor. I don't think you understand what I'm talking about. You put your name there. The second I say, and instead of being confused, confusion, you shall rejoice in your portion. And therefore, in their land, you shall possess double, and everlasting joy shall be yours. Beloved, there is nothing too joyful for you to marry the right wife or the right husband. If you marry the right, you marry a wife, not a knife. Many people that has broken relationship today, they have married something wrong. It's not their fault, though. They are nice, but there are some powers. But today, Isaiah 67, verses 1 verse 7, he's talking to a particular person here. He said, instead of your shame, you shall receive double honor. I want a better amen to that prophecy. Number 2, he said, instead of your confusion, you shall rejoice in your passion. And he said, therefore, in your land, there is one sister listening to me now. You shall possess double, and not only that, everlasting joy shall be your portion. Say, my Father, by the power in the word of God, I claim these prophecies. Open your mouth and pray, pray for yourself. I claim these prophecies. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I claim this prophecy. I claim this prophecy. I claim this prophecy. In the name of Jesus, I claim these prophecies. In the mighty name of Jesus, I claim these prophecies. In the mighty name of Jesus, I claim these prophecies. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, I claim this prophecy. In the name of Jesus, oh yeah, pray, pray, pray. Help yourself in that prayer. I claim the prophecy now. In the name of Jesus, I claim the prophecy. In Jesus' name, we pray. What are the four things? Number 1, instead of your shame, you shall receive double honor. Instead of confusion, so if you are here, you are confused. He say you will rejoice in your own portion, not other person's portion. And therefore, in your land, you shall possess double. That means, I won't be surprised. All of you listening to me tonight, I don't know. By the time you get settled like this, for your trouble, you shall receive double. I say, for your trouble, you shall receive double. For your delay, you shall receive double portion. And not only that, they say everlasting joy. Joy that knows no end shall be your portion. I decree by the power in the blood of Jesus. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I have a word for you tonight, that in the name that is above every other name, God will give you and will establish your life an everlasting covenant of joy. In the name of Jesus, everlasting covenant of joy. In the name of Jesus, everlasting covenant of joy. In Jesus' name, it is done. Number 3. Open your Bible again to me. To Psalm 66. Just 3 scriptures. Let's leave it there. Psalm 66. And I want to read something here. Psalm
Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 66, verse 11. Psalm 66, verse 11. I don't know here who I'm talking to, but listen very carefully. It said, thou broughtest us into the net. Number one. Thou layest affliction upon our loins. Number two. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. And we went through fire and through water. That is what everyone of most of us have gone through. Relationship from one relationship to another. Men are just they're just breaking your hearts as if they are breaking egg to fry. They are breaking people's hearts as if they are breaking egg to fry. You know, you've passed through fire, you've passed through water, you try to make it work. But yet it doesn't work. But today he said, but thou hast brought us into a wealthy place. There is a place designed for somebody here. you are not supposed to be in this level. You have been waiting and waiting, and you cannot afford to mess up your own destiny this time around. The waiting you have been waiting, he said, I will bring you to a wealthy place. You are going to turn into prayer. Say, it doesn't matter where I've been to, O Lord. It doesn't matter what I've gone through in life. Oh Lord, my Father, bring me to my wealthy place in the name of Jesus. A place of peace, a place of mighty judgment. In the name of Jesus, open your heart and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray. A place of wealthy place. In the name of Jesus, pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. In Jesus' name. We are praised. You know that? When you get to your worthy place, your mind will be at rest. I heard the story of a sister from one of our pastors, senior pastors. They said, this sister worked in a bank in Nigeria. And lo and behold, as you know, the banking setting of Nigeria, they said, if you cannot open your leg, I will never promote you. So they gave that sister, not against sister, they gave her that condition that unless you open your leg, I can never promote. That's what the boss told her. So she took the case to the pastor. Say, pastor, there is promotion very massive ahead of me, but the condition is this. I've been born again. He said, I can't go for that condition. If I remain there, they will demote me more. What do I do? The pastor began to dance. He said, congratulations. Go and resign. Go and resign. He said, resign, okay, pastor. What would I? He said, don't worry. Go and resign. Because the three Hebrew boys, I told you, those of you who joined Bible study yesterday, they stood for God. They stood for God. They did not compromise at all. They stood. They said, even if God chose not to deliver from this fire, we will die in the fire. And God delivered them. So the lady went by and said, have you considered my son? I said, sorry, sir. This is my letter. I'm going. Going again. With this huge money? Because it's just 95 minutes. And you said, I'm not interested in that, sir. And outside, the lady left. Maybe a couple of months. Yeah. And when she was looking for job, there was no job. Then somebody now invited her, go to Abuja, come, never come and pray with me. Just pray some weekend or 3 weeks with me. When she got to Abuja, God has planted somebody there that has been believing God for his divine power, real wife. And the man look and they say, hey, you know the way King Ahasuerus, the way he saw Esther, he said, hey, of all this virgin, I prefer Esther. I pray for somebody here. In the midst of this, what we are passing through, you shall be preferred in the name of Jesus. The people in high authority, they will prefer you in the name of Jesus. You can't be delayed and still end up being suffered. No, it's not your portion. The lady said, before Jack Robinson, the man said, sorry, I have made up my mind. This is my wife. I've been looking for her. And that's it. Before you know it like this, they got married. Maybe after a year later. After a year later, the man was promoted and the man had become one of the major military man in Nigeria. So obviously, because you are a military man, the wife must have a driver and also an edicab. So lo and behold, that man lost his job in Nigeria and he came to Abuja to look for a job. And they said, well, the only job that is available, if you don't mind doing it, is a driver of a top military officer. He said, I don't mind though. And when they employed him, the man said, sorry, you are not driving me, you are driving my wife. But the wife just don't know that this was the person. No, I'm your. The Bible says, when the dog turned again, the captivity of Zion, it will be like a dream, and our mouth will feel laughter. The day the man is walk, just when he has the car like this, AC was going on, she opened the door for your girl like this. And lo and behold, the woman just walked out and said, hey, Oga, hey, now you, that is how God will disgrace your enemy. He said, instead of shame, you shall receive double honor. In the name of, say, my father, take me to my wealthy place in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. This small story that I told you, a powerful story that takes somebody's destiny. Open your mouth and pray. Father, take me to my wealthy place. That person you have prepared for me. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, take me to my wealthy place. In the name of Jesus. Take me to my wealthy place. In the mighty name of Jesus. Take me to my wealthy place. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, oh, pray. In the name of Jesus. Father, take me to my wealthy place. Father, take me to my wealthy place. Father, take me to my wealthy place. In the name of Jesus. Take me to my wealthy place. In Jesus' name. We pray. Lastly, let me give you one more scripture. We're going to deal with some scripture tonight. Open to Psalm 30. Psalm 30. Psalm 30. And I read only one verse there. Verse 5. Psalm 30 verse 5. Then from there, I will give you 1 minute to pray. Father, this is my story. You will go to pour your heart tonight. Nobody is hearing your voice at all. You are the only one hearing yourself. You will go to pray. Father, I am now 42. You must do something in my life before I now pray my voice. Thank God. Pour your heart to the Lord. Father, I am now 55. God, go, you must do something. You must do something. You are going to, unless you pray that prayer for yourself, you have poured a heart to the Lord and go rescue that. I want to pray before you, let's look at this. In Psalm 30 verse 5, that will be the last assignment for tonight. Psalm 30 verse 5. The Bible says, for the anger endure but for a moment. That means God can get angry at you. Especially if you are praying this kind of prayer and you are living a wrong life. God will be angry at you, though the anger is for a moment. But you know the anger of God, it could be disastrous. But his favor is for life. That's the way I'm going. The B part of the scripture says to somebody here, he said, weeping may endure for a night. But there is somebody, I don't know what your name is. Your name might be Joyo. I don't know, might be Funke. I don't know what. But he said, joy cometh in the morning. I don't know what you have wept about this marital issue. You have cried. You have been disappointed. You have been injured. You have been let down. People that you trusted have disappointed you. God has here to tell you, your joy has finally come. In the name of Jesus, say, my joy has come. Say, my joy has come. Open your mouth and pray. Your husband is your joy. Open your mouth and pray. Your wife is your joy. In the name of Jesus, your joy has come. Your joy has come. Your joy has come. Your joy has come. Open your mouth and pray. Pray that prayer. My joy has finally come. In the name of Jesus, my joy has finally come. In the name of Jesus, my joy has finally come. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Thank you, Lord. The Lord said we should pray one more prayer more before I ask you to pray for yourself now. Listen very carefully to me. This one is very prophetic. The sad story is that, take for example, if you are here in Australia, for example, and your partner that God has ordained for you is in Nigeria, UK here. Unfortunately, that one doesn't have paper to come here. You do have paper to go there. There might be a cause of delay. The only thing, I've seen a sister before here. God, they prayed this kind of prayer. She was single. Pray. And the man moved from where he was living. God just made the way for him. And he landed there. As I speak to you, that they are married, living together, and they have their own child. Something must happen that will create a way between you and your divine spouse. That's the prayer point. Say, my father. Do something in my life. Do something unusual.
that will connect me and my divine spouse together. In the name of Jesus,
pray.
Do something, O Lord, that will connect me and my divine spouse together. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. Help yourself in this prayer. In the name of Jesus, Father, do something. Father, do something. Father, do something. Father, do something. Oh Lord, do something. Do something. Do something. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, do something. Do something. Do something. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, because my joy has finally come. Father, do something. Do something. Do something that will connect my me and my divine spouse. Wherever the person is, oh yeah, locate me now. Oh yeah, locate me now. There will be a meeting. In the name of Jesus, oh do I locate me now? In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I want you to pray this one for yourself. The now personal prayer. Say, you are going to tell God, Father, this is my name. This is my age. I've graduated so time. I've been believing God since this year. Father, answer me this year, Odua. It's a prayer of pouring your heart. Another prayer, another form of prayer. You pour your heart. And I say, I've been married for years, for several years. This is my stepwife. She has not been messing my life up. Please do it. She poured her heart. So you have only 1 minute to do that. Open your mouth and begin to tell God, what is your story? What do you want God to do? And I'm going to seal it off prophetically. Open your mouth and pray. Tell God, Father, this is what I want to do. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. Tell God, Father, I must settle down this year. This, I cannot be praying this year on prayer like this, oh Lord. And nothing is happening in my life. My people are asking me question. Where is your husband? Where is your wife? Father, do something in my life. Father, do it. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. If you are praying your personal language, in your traditional language, mentioning, open it and pray. Open your mouth and pray. You have only 1 minute. We have gone beyond our time, O Lord. Father, please. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Tell God to 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 do it. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. You have 35 seconds more to pray. Tell God your age. Open your mouth and pray. And tell Father, I cannot continue like this. Something must happen in my life. I must get settled. You must settle me. In the name of Jesus, I need settlement. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, aha. Be rounding up a prayer. You have only 10 seconds to go. Round up the prayer now. In 10 seconds, do something in my life and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. As usual, I have a word for somebody here. God will congratulate you. I say, I am personally telling somebody here, sooner than you expect, based on the prayer you have just prayed now, people shall gather to celebrate you. In the name of Jesus, you shall be celebrated. You shall be celebrated. You shall be celebrated. You shall be celebrated. In the name of Jesus, the name of the Lord shall be glorified. I pray for you today, by the power in the name of Jesus, God will take you to your wedding place, where your spouse has been waiting. He has been looking to meet you. Father, we connect you today. In the name of Jesus, He will reveal Him to you, will reveal to you. In the name of Jesus, every power attracting wrong people to your life, I command the power to die. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. Your bell will ring. Your wedding bell will ring. And people shall celebrate you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. And by the grace of God, I will be part of your celebration. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. Beloved, I'm going to round up now. Please, take this prayer point seriously. The audio version of this thing is available. If you want to have it, please just text me through WhatsApp and I will send it to you through WhatsApp. If you want to continue praying within a week before we meet again next week, it's available for you. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank God for the opportunity we have to elongate this meeting now. And thank God for those who have supported us in this. The Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. And the Lord will continue to use you more in the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Can we share the grace of fellowship? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Remember, hold on to God, you will never be put to shame. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bye for now.